You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled Nexus Points. A personal timeline is a representation of significant events and phases in your life, including nexus points, transitions, and periods of growth. Each person's timeline is unique, reflecting their own individual experiences and choices. Time is defined as an indefinite, continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future regarded as a whole. The famous physicist Albert Einstein said, quote, "The only reason for time to exist is so that everything else doesn't happen at once," close quote. From a spiritual perspective, personal timelines are often viewed as a spiral, multidimensional path and not a linear path. A nexus point is defined as a point on your personal timeline that is a critical moment in your life where a specific event, unique set of circumstances, or a person has a significantly and profound impact on your life moving forward based on the choices you may make. A nexus point is so pivotal on your personal timeline, which is an energy line, that it becomes an entry point for a large number of possible choices and possible outcomes in your life. Examples of personal nexus points include meeting your significant other, a marriage, a birth, moving to a new city, graduating from college, starting a new career, being promoted to a new position, etc. Historical nexus points include, for example, the creation of the first microprocessors in the 1970s, which were used in the first personal computers, personal calculators, personal digital assistants, equipment for the internet, cell phones, smartphones, electronic tablets, and many other types of microprocessor-based technologies. A nexus point represents a large number of the most probable and best choices you can make from a magical, energetic ocean of infinite possibilities available to you at that nexus point. Scientific researchers consider nexus points as points that cause a branch in the timeline of a person, leading to the creation of multiple different possible timelines from that point. Researchers Ron Skolin and Susie Wong Skolin have analyzed the concept of nexus points. Their nexus analysis methodology includes three components. 1, engaging the nexus point. 2, navigating the nexus point. 3, analyzing changes occurring because of the nexus point with respect to social issues. The Skolins assert that when a nexus point occurs in your life, you cannot be a passive observer, since your presence at a nexus point entangles you and engages you in the nexus point. Once engaged, you navigate the nexus point as you examine the most probable and best choices you can make at the nexus point. Then you analyze changes in your life, personal changes, personal growth, and significant life transitions available to you at the nexus point. How do you make the best choices when a nexus point occurs in your life? Consider these three things. 1, evaluate the risk and benefits of potential choices at your nexus point. Your risk analysis should include evaluating your major life arc, which is your comfort zone, and your multiple minor life arc. Your minor life arcs include a set of internal and external physical, emotional, psychological, sexual, and spiritual boundaries. Your internal and external boundaries on your minor life arcs include rules and principles you live by, including what you will or will not say, do, or allow others to do to you. Your major life arc, your comfort zone, and your multiple minor life arcs define a set of behavioral constructs that predict how you will react to the situations you encounter in your daily life moving forward from your nexus point. If you have more details on how to do risk analysis using your major life arcs and your multiple minor life arcs, check out my blog post on slesovich.com entitled Risk 3 is Greater Than 2. I've included a link to that blog post from my current blog post entitled Nexus Points on slesovich.com. When you evaluate the risks and benefits of your nexus point, you entangle yourself and engage yourself in your nexus point. Thoroughly assess the risk and rewards of the potential outcomes of the most probable and best choices you can make at your nexus point. Understanding the risk and rewards associated with the choices you can make at your nexus point enables you to make a set of final optimized choices at your nexus point. Your set of final optimized choices based on your risk-reward analysis increases the likelihood of positive outcomes, personal transitions, and personal growth moving forward from your nexus point. Number two, create a plan of action for moving forward from your nexus point. When you create a plan of action, you are navigating your nexus point. After evaluating the risk and rewards at your nexus point, create a plan of action based on your set of final optimized choices. Your plan of action includes the choices you are making and the actions you are going to take moving forward from your nexus point. Create a specific plan of action that includes preparing emotionally and mentally for all possible outcomes moving forward from your nexus point. Your plan of action includes committing to your final optimized choices, setting small, available, actionable goals, being accountable and responsible to yourself for accomplishing those goals, and staying adaptable to navigate any unforeseen challenges that arise as you move forward from your nexus point. Number three, execute your plan of action moving forward from your nexus point. When you execute your plan of action, you are analyzing changes occurring in your life and moving forward from your nexus point. When you execute the specific plan of action you created, it acts as a catalyst for positive personal growth and significant positive transitions in your life moving forward from your nexus point. Define what success looks like for your plan. Begin execution of your plan of action. Regularly check its progress and adjust as needed. This approach ensures you're focused, equipped, and adaptable throughout the process of moving forward from your nexus point. When you execute your plan of action, you are analyzing changes occurring in your life moving forward from your nexus point. Making the best choices when a nexus point occurs in your life creates a positive impact in your life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, standing at a nexus point in my own life.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.